This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Troyer, Rod and Scott, that was a couple more segments, and he's going to get ready for his own transmission, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. So, Owen, I didn't even scratch the surface of this. Washington Post writer calls for children to watch kink at pride parades, and this creature that wrote this big article for the Washington Post, look at those zombified eyes, says, I am a gender-vague person who is married to a trans woman. Topics related to gender and queer identity are an important focus of our work. Lauren is a former sex worker and teen parent who is writing essays and a memoir about their experience. The Philadelphia area native, Lauren is an autistic person raising two neurodivergent kids in South Jersey. And you know they're taking all their poison shots. They are committed as zombies on their anti-human quest that the Washington Post is going to publish. And so we can be lectured about, oh, women at the local gym don't want a dude propositioning him with his large member hanging out. They're bad. Oh, but a guy asking a girl on a date is bad. The nuclear family's bad. It's insane. And then I've got this article. We seem to see it every couple days with this FBI agent. Another FBI agent has been arrested and convicted for raping little kids, ladies and gentlemen, and that was in my stack. Here it is, overhead shot, please. Second FBI agent in 2 months arrested for raping, molesting small children. 51-year-old David Harris is an active duty FBI agent in the New Orleans field office, and it goes into the horrible things that has been going on. And you realize this is an army of these people, and they're getting into all the major positions of power. Louisiana FBI agent has been arrested in Louisiana State Police Bureau of Investigation, Special Victims Unit, United States Department of Justice, Inspector General. Where do you think all these smuggled kids out of Latin America go? For sexual misconduct against juveniles, according to a press release. Harris, 51, was booked on numerous sexual misconduct charges. He was arrested in the parish and booked on charges of aggravated crimes against nature and innocent behavior with children under the age of 13. But see, they got to mainline it real quick. That's why they're at war with civilization. They got to mainline it fast. Owen Schroyer, comments on this.
So the Washington Post has a mentally retarded hooker writing for it? That's where we're at now.
The blind's leading the blind. She's now raising their own autistic children. Isn't it magic? You know, they're all on drugs. They're all whacked out. They're all on welfare. And they're creating these people to be the permanent kept slaves of the system.
Again, this is a child psychology. And, you know, it's like a young child does something wrong at home, you know, spills a glass of milk or breaks the vase or whatever. The first step is, oh, I didn't do it. And then blame someone else and, you know, try to obfuscate somehow once you've been caught. It's just child psychology. There's nothing wrong with it. It happens. It's fine. But this child psychology applies to liberals. So just like when, oh, look, our defunding the police is unpopular. Our defunding the police is leading to crime spikes. Let's just blame Republicans. Oh, no, it was the Republicans. The Republicans did it. It's the same thing with this kink stuff. They realize now, look, our perversion, our sexual perversion is now out in public. It's not popular. We're basically molesting children in public, raping kids in public. How are we going to do this? Oh, I know. Let's just double down and say we're proud of it. We're proud of it. Yeah, this was our plan the whole time. Yeah, we want you to see.
And we're going to boycott you with the power of all the corporations because they're a bunch of devil worshiping perms at the top if you don't bow to us.
And so in 5 years.
And so we just keep giving in and giving in and giving in.
In 5 years, it's going to be all men.
It'll be sex with a 5-year-old being raped on the Super Bowl.
Well, you'll have all men on the women's sports podiums, and in New York and Los Angeles, it'll be a regular thing for a woman to walk into a female bathroom and see a male member, male genitals. That'll be a regular thing.
They make nurses give men pap smears. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two, and the pedophiles are out in the open in everybody's face. In the last few months, we chronicled hell on earth, the Texas border. Here's some excerpts of that. But what we found yesterday in one day down there was just shook us to the core, and we've got hours of footage. Late last night, our teams worked finding huge caches of children, many of them without their parents, at farmhouses and churches in the middle of nowhere. We followed vehicles and buses. Our crew has not gotten back yet. I left at 6 a.m. and drove up here at about 90 miles an hour back to Austin from our fallen southern border. That is all coming up. But the raw footage of just part one yesterday is on Bandai Video. Raw video reporters confront massive human smuggling operation during Trump border visit. Many of them little children, not even with an accompanying parent. So that is all coming up. But here's what happened previously in the last few months before we give you the latest update.
On January 20th, 2021, the globalist puppet Joe Biden was installed as president. Since then, InfoWars has traveled to the U.S.-Texas border more than five times to document the planned implosion and invasion of our country. Human smuggling on a scale never before seen. Because remember, candidate Biden said, if I win, surge the border.
What I would do as president is several more things. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Thanks to InfoWars listeners and viewers, we have been able to spotlight the implosion of our border and bring massive attention to it. Now, President Trump, Governor Greg Abbott, and others are traveling to the Texas border to bring an even bigger spotlight to this crisis and force Joe Biden to stop the invasion of the United States. So share the live feeds and share our videos and articles of the information the globalists hope the world never discovers. Because if the world discovers their human trafficking, their drug trafficking, and their criminal activity, they are going down. InfoWars, live coverage of President Trump's visit to the U.S.-Mexico border, live in South Texas, only at freeworldnews.tv.
Hey!
You got no comment, so
you
this is a prize
fight.
You're about to run a human being over. Hey,
you got those
you?
Children in there.
Are you?
You got those smuggled children illegally. Those are kidnapped children and families illegally being smuggled in the United States.
This is the leftist takeover, bringing in a third world population, an underclass they can keep control of, they can keep them down, and that they can rule over, and who will also vote like they voted in Venezuela to bring in a dictatorship. Hitler was elected as well. People, forget that.
All right. right. We are, again, back into hour number two. I wanted to dovetail, though, and Schroyer is riding shotgun with me, host of the War Room, 3 p.m. weekdays. I wanted to dovetail, Owen, all we just covered in the last few segments with another FBI agent arrested for raping under 13-year-old children. Seems to be happening every couple of days now, just a couple of times in Louisiana the last few months. And the fact that they've infiltrated every institution, and now they're saying drag queen story time, convicted pedophiles will be mandatory. The military's training this. I mean, this is their religion. This is their cult takeover. And then at least a tenfold increase in the number of people being smuggled. The Border Patrol whistleblower talked to us and said that it's 2 million that they're going to apprehend by fiscal year October. It's over a million already. They estimate between 3 and 5 get away that they never saw. So that's up to 10 million in one border sector alone in Texas. This is off the charts compared to anything ever before seen. This is the collapse of Central America and South America by the UN through the Great Reset lockdown. No jobs, no food, forcing them up here. This is a seismic event. This is replacement migration. The U.N. calling for $650 million to be brought to the United States by 2050. They're actually doing it, Owen.
I don't even know how to properly cover this, really. It's such in your face. It's such bold criminal activity. It's such against common sense and logic and reasoning. It's like, how do you even cover this? Is it okay? And the problem is, liberals and Democrats just won't be honest. They're just liars about everything. It'd be one thing if they were like, yeah, we want there to be an open border. We don't want America. I mean, I guess they are being honest in a way, but
the ADL says if you talk about replacement migration, which is the official UN policy, you should be arrested.
By the way,
and these are tyrants. These are authoritarians. The problem is the Republican leaders are weak-kneed because they've preconditioned none of this exists. Before they roll it out, there is no world government. There is no open borders. There is no pedophilia. And then once it's here, people go, well, I'm not supposed to say that exists, even though it exists. See how the preconditioning works? People have to get through the conditioning and realize it's only going to get worse. They're going to take everything you got until you start saying no.
So maybe we should just go with the big lies, too. Oh, there are no men in women's bathrooms. There are no men on the podiums during, women's sporting events. There's no open border. There's no child smuggling. Hunter Biden isn't selling art for political influence. Joe Biden didn't fire that prosecutor and withhold foreign aid to do it. No!
I'll tell you what needs to happen. The Border Patrol, and even their head guy said this and got fired, has become the facilitator of the smuggling. We need the Border Patrol to completely walk off because right now they're the ones that organize it and bring it across and actually ferry it. These people can't even get through or find a bus or go anywhere unless the Border Patrol does it. And so the Border Patrol needs to have a strike. Their union needs to call for it. They need to walk off. Because they are facilitating the breach. Because I mean, it's insane.
This is a tough thing to work out too, because it gets to the larger issue of the fiat currency and how that's used to control us. A new study came out. It's now worse since the COVID. Obviously, it's like
they give the trillions of dollars that they issue a week to themselves.
But I'm saying most Americans are still living paycheck to paycheck, and so
oh no, we don't get any of the money. Oh, but if you can get to New York, you're a legal alien, you get $15,000 the day you get there.
But I'm saying for some Border Patrol agents, probably going on strike and not getting that paycheck is not an option. They've got families, they've got mortgages, they have things to do. So it's the control over all of us, the fiat currency slavery that we're all enduring right now. But absolutely, that'd be one thing. Border Patrol could just walk off and say, look, we're not doing anything to protect the border. All we're doing is facilitating human smuggling.
Well, that's the thing. They're committing the crime, helping smuggle and deliver the people to the NGOs of the UN. And so they must resign. They must quit. They must go.
No, we look, America needs to have a serious reconciliation with itself and just accept that what has happened here is so criminal and out of control. I mean, I'm not calling for a constitutional convention, but I mean, there needs to be some sort of reconciliation that we have. And we have to just decide, do we want to have a country or not? Because if we don't want to fight for America, then fine. Let the left take over. Let the Chinese communists take over. They'll throw all of us in jail. Or if we do want to have a country and we seriously want to rot out all of this, get out all of this rot and corruption, how are we going to go about this? It's not going to be easy. Or do we just kind of maybe just sit back, Alex, for a couple of years and just let them run all of their stuff and let them commit all their crimes and open the borders and rape kids and all the stuff? And then maybe America will be ready.
But by then, total election fraud will be in complete place. And there'll be a one-party system like Venezuela, and it's all over.
So I guess that's where the intellectual battle needs.
I mean, Americans have to realize this is a scientific, premeditated, organized crime syndicate takeover. I've got World Economic Forum documents. They run the whole show. They now admit they run the world government in their own words. I'm going to show you this next segment after Owen leaves. It is huge. There is so much to hit coming up, and we've got a special guest who now has had her bank account taken away because she dared run for Congress. And of course, Congress does nothing about that. But Owen, tell me, a lot's going to happen between now and the war room at 3 p.m. Central, but what do you got coming up on your own show?
We've got Jesse Lee Peterson joining us. Of course, he's very influential. It's the start of White History Month, so he'll be telling us about that. We've got Norm Pattis on to talk about three things, the Cosby case, the Brittany case, and then the one that really scares him, the fact that it's now being politicized, the bar, which is what you have to test, you have to pass to get into to be a lawyer. They're now removing people like Rudy Giuliani's law license because he supports Trump. So now being a lawyer is politicized, Alex. So what's next? You can't be a doctor unless you love vaccines. You can't be a lawyer unless you love the New World Order. So no.
It's a political litmus test. I can't wait. Jesse Lee Peterson is going to do White History Month for us on air, and Norm Pattis on all these big court cases and more. Huge war room, 3 to 6 p.m. And folks, don't just listen. Share the link. That's what defeats the enemy. Share the links on your email and text message. Tell folks about the local state.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special guest who dared run for Congress. Had her bank account taken away. That's a fuck crime. You don't run as a Republican under your corporate dictatorship. But before we do that, I'm going to hit this now and get more into it in the next hour because it's a big deal. When you see all these articles with the Washington Post saying pedophilia is good and the sexualization of children and men coming into women's bathrooms and saying, I want to have sex with you as long as they're transgender. They're God. They're allowed to do it. When you see all this and you wonder why it's happening, well, it's because Klaus Schwab, who headed up the UN Biological Diversity System, which is really the UN, has written a bunch of books saying we're going to end the nuclear family. We're going to make humans obsolete. And we're going to phase humans out to 500 million, a manageable number. That's why you see all these HBO and Amazon TV shows where there's a terrorist you learn is really a hero, and they explain there's too many people, we're hurting the earth, and we're going to cut things down to 500 million. All these different shows. From Zardoz back in the 70s to Utopia 2020 to Utopia 2013, hundreds of shows tell you what's on the Georgia Guidestones because they give these production companies talking points. And they say, we want films produced with these talking points. And then you find out at the end, oh, they're heroes depopulating us. And they even tell you how they do it through the vaccines and through the fluoride. So there's a new article out, World Economic Forum pledges to censor health misinformation and anti-vaccine content. And that means not letting you know about cures for viral infections, not letting you know that putting respirators on people with COVID kills them, not letting you hear from chief scientists and heads of universities and major whistleblowers from inside Big Pharma that, hey, this vaccine will sterilize you. What it is things they don't want known, just like Google and Facebook and others. We're invested in the Wuhan lab in this very virus. Everybody wanted to be involved in this. You got to get everybody involved in the black magic. You got to get them all involved in the Black Sabbath. Like, why do you get 100 men and women together to go with a kidnapped baby that's 3 years old, rape them and torture them and drink their blood slowly over a day in a dungeon? That's what Satanists do. Because it's very bonding to have sex while you torture a little girl or boy to death for these sickos. Well, now they're torturing and killing us all on a wide scale. And now they're injecting our children with a vaccine that all the scientists say won't protect them and hurts them. Why would you do that when it's not even a vaccine? Because it's an act of Satanism. World Economic Forum pledges to censor misinformation, health misinformation, and anti-vaccine content. That's a quote. Just if you say these things are a fraud of a bad history, well, you're not allowed to because the World Economic Forum said so. That's the public Bilderberg group. That's the corporate governance system that set up the UN that runs it. And they're the ones that decide the lockdowns. They're the ones that decide the vaccine passports. They're the ones that think they're going to force you to comply and they're going to surveil you and control you. They're the enemy. Klaus Schwab is Hitler 2.0. That's why his grandfather worked for Hitler. And here it is, Advanced Digital Safety, a framework to align global action. White paper, World Economic Forum, just put out 3 days ago. And I read it. It's how global boards will decide what you can and can't publish. Down to your newspaper, down to your website, they'll all decide with armies of leftists trained at the universities who will now surveil and dominate everyone. But it's all about safety, of course, and the need for public-private cooperation, the corporations with government doing all this. Yes, that's called fascism. That's the definition of it. And then this newest paper, Global Governance Toolkit for Digital Mental Health, Building Trust in Disruptive Technology for Mental Health. They say, oh, our technology, our takeover, our end of the family is going to wreck their mental health. So now we've got to take control of them and help them now that we've destroyed them. But really, that's just making you more depressed, more control. With their disruptive post-human takeover. But they're going to make you feel good and enjoy and love your servitude is exactly what they get into. Global governance. Global government toolkit, meaning weapon system, control system. I read the whole thing. Go read it for yourself. And then now you see it in action. Federal judge blocks Florida social media law. Blocks DeSantis. Trying to say you can't censor people or political candidates. So they're saying, no, we can censor who we want politically, and we will. And all over the world, Facebook does. Meanwhile, Trudeau, who wants to be a communist dictator, in his own words, has introduced the worst censorship law of any Western democracy, word for word, what is in the Davos group. But he waited till they released it. So he's under orders. He's a colonel. There's generals and field marshals above him. And who is the field marshal? You got lots of generals. But the field marshal is in command of the war, command of the battle. Trudeau is just a colonel, not even a general. He reads a teleprompter, and all of it comes out of Klaus Schwab. All of it comes out of the global governance. It's all right there. Republicans fight it. Federal judges overturn it. Trudeau rams it through. Total submission. And what does the provincial leader say? We're keeping lockdown, martial law in place so that you can't spread disinformation. It's all an exercise of only our information gets out. And we're the ones that cooked up the virus and brought it to you and now bring you the deadly vaccine. And we're going to sit there and kill you with it and watch you take it and watch leftists line up and say, we're letting them experiment on our newborn baby with it because we're heroes. We're leftists. We're in the cult. We're in the club. We're showing how we'll give our humanity up to carry this out. That's why they're trying to shut us down, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you can't let them. It's such an act of resistance to go buy a T-shirt and to wear it and spread the word like a Free American Infowars.com shirt in camo, in navy blue, and in black. It's such a revolutionary act to get the supplements and the vitamins and the minerals that are so incredible. We have all the highest grade out there. It's so revolutionary when they bombard you with fluoride and bromide and bromine, all the bad halogens, to go, oh, what do they not want me to have? The good halogen. What the government used to put in the salt to have high IQ and health and not get cancer. Oh, but instead, they don't want you to know about that. Iodine is one of the biggest deficiencies out there. We have the best, cleanest systems, two different formulas that are both excellent. X2 and X3, they're both two different formulas. One is not better than the other. X2 is 50% off. We have a limited supply. I got a big shipment of X3 in. It's 60% off, $16, unprecedented low, with double Patriot points and free shipping. That is basically a loss leader. And I'm going to sell it out at current sales rates. It'll be gone in a week. You've got until Sunday to get your orders in for X3 or X2 with the free shipping and the huge discounts at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, our special guest I'll tell you about. On the other side, she has had her bank account taken away. So everyone should shut up and submit or they'll get you.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. And that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs
through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate government that wants dumbed down, confused, lost, alone sheep. You go to any leftist event, it looks like you've been dropped in the middle of a mental institution. And it's very, very sad. They're incompetent, and they want to take us over. They want to make us their slaves. But above them is Klaus Schwab and the globalists. I just showed you their own public documents they released about we're going to control all speech through corporations, through government. We're going to have non-governmental boards that decide what speech you can have and who can have a website. So, first they kick you off the major platforms. Now they want Gab taken down. Whether it's the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, or the Davos Group, that says the new revolution is going to be taking over our bodies and sterilizing us and depopulating us, and we'll own nothing, we'll have nothing. And a report I shot a week ago in New York that we still haven't put out because we've been so busy and it's so amazing should air tomorrow. It's almost done. We've added a lot to it, a lot of clips and documentation. But we went to the UN building, and this could be its own story. It had giant placards saying you will soon live like this, and it shows dungeons in like a barren field, and it said you will live in a commune and own nothing and have nothing. And then we went to Pfizer, and it had similar things. I mean, this is, you're going to love it. You'll own nothing. You'll have no family, and you're not going to be a human, and there's no mommy or daddy anymore, and there's no Jesus, and there's no money, and there's nothing. Ah, it's liberal. I mean, this is satanic, folks. And then the Washington Post saying pedophilia is good. Take your children to kink events. Take them to topless bars. It's all illegal. But they want to get the children young so they can screw them up and like they were. These are abused people sexually who are now can't replicate. They don't have children, so instead they get our children and psychologically rape them. Lauren Wisniewski has been a guest frequently on shows here at InfoWars. She's been with us before as well. I see her prolific work all over the place, doing a great job just standing up for freedom. She's a spokeswoman for Hold the Line PAC, a former Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate. She smashed the record in most Republican votes for the Senate candidate in Delaware history. Outside of politics, she's been in addiction recovery in her passion and is an active volunteer in recovery ministry. Lauren Wisniewski, D.E. on Gab. And you need to follow her there because she's lost her bank account. Financial blacklisting. Wells Fargo shuts down GOP Senate candidate Lauren Wisniewski's bank account. How dare you try to have a, how dare you? She says she will be pursuing legal action against Wells Fargo. We're fighting back. Where is Congress fighting back? This is Nazi Germany stuff. First thing Hitler did was take the Jews' bank accounts. But now the ADL says they want to do that. I'm really sad and scared. I thought Hitler was bad. Lauren, thank you for joining us. Give us the latest on what's happened to you.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much for having me back on. So listen, it's no coincidence that they did this to me the same day that I exposed the Equality Act. I was filling in for True News host Rick Wiles, and I went on their show, and I talked about the Equality Act. Now, there is a war on Christians. They did this, they targeted me, and they made an example out of me because I'm an outspoken Christian who vocally opposes the Equality Act. Listen, Alex, I don't know if you know much about it, but they're trying to illegalize Jesus Christ and the scripture and categorize
it. Absolutely. It's just like in Europe and Canada where they're arresting pastors. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what it will do is it will classify scripture, belief in traditional marriage, as hate speech. If an abortionist chooses wants to make the decision to not perform an abortion, they can arrest that abortionist or that doctor or that nurse that chooses to take the biblical approach and change their lives. Children who struggle with gender identity, now that it's going to make them illegal for them to pursue therapy to change their mind. And this is, I mean, it's absolutely an attack.
It's basically the cult trying to make it illegal to leave the cult.
Yes, exactly. And even just quoting scripture will be classified as hate speech, is what it is going to do. It is going to make Christianity a crime on a federal level. And I went on TV and I exposed this, and I was talking about how there's Republicans like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Nancy Mace from South Carolina. They are working with the Democrats to make the Equality Act more palatable for Republicans to accept. Right now, we vehemently oppose the Equality Act. It's not going to pass, but they're working together to make it sound better to get it passed. Let me tell you something, Alex. This entire stolen election, everything was to place Joe Biden to push the Equality Act on the American people because they know it is Christians. They know it is the church. They're the only thing standing in the way we're the only a wall standing in the way between a full communist takeover, and they are trying to make us illegal, and they are attacking us, and they took down my bank account the same day I talked about this because they were getting heat from the Democrats. The Wells Fargo was getting heat from the Democrats for donating to Republicans like Mitch McConnell, who allegedly opposed the Equality Act, but Mitch McConnell is their token GOP member because he's, a moderate. However, they are working behind the scenes to pass the Equality Act with just different verbiage.
Oh, I've seen big articles.
And this is so true, Alex.
I've seen big articles in Newsweek, the New York Times, you name it, saying outlaw Republicans from fundraising if they oppose this Equality Act. So it's the litmus test. It's the hate speech law. It's all the tyranny we see at universities, all the tyranny we see in the UK, now actually in the Civil Rights Act. It would amend the Civil Rights Act and say you can't say something that hurts somebody else's feelings.
Yes, absolutely. You can't even quote scripture because it's hate speech. They will federally illegalize it and throw you in prison. They're going to throw hundreds of thousands of pastors in prison should they not want to perform gay marriages. You know, we as Christians, that Christian baker was just fined $500 for not wanting to bake the tranny cake. You know, how is it that they can force Christians to bake the cake, but we can't force Wells Fargo, big banks like Wells Fargo, to serve as Christians? You know, this was a targeted attack. I talked to employees at Wells Fargo who have poured through my account. They are like, we have no idea. This is Lauren Witzke buying groceries. There's no criminal activity whatsoever. But it was my entire, you know, life savings in there. And they threw it to loss prevention. I still haven't gotten all the money in my account yet. They sent a check. It hasn't cleared yet. I'm still waiting. They left me stranded, and they knew I was that.
And hold on a second. Your Skype's ringing up a minute.
I am fighting back on behalf of
Walter. I'm glad you're fighting back. While your Skype clears up, we're going to come back in the next segment and talk about how you're fighting back. This is the global social credit score. It's why they want a cashless society. So they only want big corporations. So they can blacklist you if you don't do what they want. And first it's, oh, accept gay marriage. And then it's, oh, accept drag queen story time. And then, oh, it's accept sending your children to pedophile training and sterilization. That's the end game. They admitted it's about depopulation. Your Skype's back now. You were saying you're fighting back.
Yes, we are. So I have a lawyer. His name's John Mueller. He actually represented Simone Papadopoulos during the Mueller trials. He is going to be looking into this and representing me on behalf of all Christians. I'm fighting back. You know, we cannot allow this to go any further. We're going to lose everything. If we give our enemy an inch, he's going to take the whole thing. As you've seen, Alex, you know, you've watched as this slow fade has happened, and we have allowed it to happen, and it's gotten to the point now where we're all going to end up in Kamala's gulags unless we all stand up together and fight back as Christians. And that is why, you know, I could have just let it slide. I don't really want to get involved in all this, but also I have to do it. I have to stand up and I have to fight back. Congressman Paul Gosar from Arizona is the only Republican in office who has stood up for me. He called for a federal investigation into Wells Fargo for what they did to me, you know, because they have no evidence of any criminal activity. I have been a client with Wells Fargo for years and haven't even overdrawn my account, not even once. There was absolutely no reason for them to do this to me aside from my political beliefs.
Well, I had major banks in Texas. I never made a big deal about this because the left would celebrate it. But banks we had for 20 years say, no, because of your support of Trump, you know, they took those accounts away. And this is the future for everybody. It's why we've got to build our own accounts, build our own economy, come out of Babylon. That's what they really fear. They want to instead make us submit. And there's no amount of submission until you kill yourself that makes the satanic system happy. That's what it wants. We'll talk about how you're fighting back. And Joe Biden's big announcement he just made, I'll tell you about it on the other side. It's bad news.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Special guest, a great lady doing a wonderful job appearing all over national TV, all over the internet, all over talk radio, well-spoken, great Christian, people love her, and they are trying to shut her down and take her bank account away, Lauren Whiskey. And she's on Gab at Lauren Whiskey DE. We're going to be talking to her about how we fight back against this tyranny in a moment, but first, what was the headline I wrote this morning at 10:30 before we went live? Thursday Live! UN-controlled Davos group pushes new lockdowns, citing Delta Plus variant line. They're the UN. They gave the order. What just broke 20 minutes ago? Just in, White House to deploy Delta variant response teams to go to the media and wear hazmat suits and scare everyone across the United States. They'll have some actors fall down on their faces. Lockdown twos are coming. China's got to win the economic war. We've got to be locked down. White House to deploy response teams focused on combating Delta variant of COVID-19. Ooh, a new enemy, even more scary. Ooh. The Biden administration is set to announce Thursday that it's deploying response teams across the U.S. to U.S. areas with high spread of the highly contagious Delta variant, CNN says. But they admit it's not. It's all made up and it's pure garbage. But see, the Davos group said, oh, they're going to crack down on who's allowed to talk about anything. You're not allowed to have an opinion online. The Davos group in the UN said they're in charge of what you can and can't say. So they started censoring me years ago. Now they're after everybody else. We've got to organize. We've got to say no. We've got to get the churches who are busy running their, you know, LGBTP stuff with these flags about inclusion. It's about exclusion. It's about taking over the churches, taking over the women's sports. It's about taking over all convention as a form of dominance. Not even the mafia would make you cut your son's genitals off, but they demand that as a sign of submission, or an experimental deadly shot. It's a sign of total submission, or wear a mask over your face. It's a total cult posing, again, as liberal. And where are the churches? If you start going to these big churches and you start demanding people expose the dangerous vaccines, or you start exposing that the left's taking away free speech, they're authoritarian, the churches will stop groveling. Most of these churches and institutions aren't on board with evil. They're just being bullied. What do you say to that, Lauren?
Absolutely. But also they've been cowardly. They've been spineless. They've been so afraid of the evil, vile people who hate us and want us dead, calling them names. So they have refused to speak out against things like gay marriage. And now look at this. What do we have? What have we seen all last month? 10 years ago, we talked about the slippery slope. Churches remained silent and did nothing because we were being called bigots. We were getting pressure. But in the end, we saw that the end goal was always the children. We watched as the last month, they just normalized pedophilia. They were pushing that normalization of pedophilia in children's shows, drag queens, on Blue's Clues, with pedophile paraphernalia all over this little clip in Blue's Clues for children.
Oh, they had the pedophile flag. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, they did. And they're not even hiding it anymore. Where is the church? The church has said nothing because they didn't want to be involved politically. Well, guess what? They are coming for us all, and we need our churches to stand up against this. In regard to the vaccine, Alex, did you know that LifeSite just published an article revealing that the vaccine had an 82% miscarriage rate? Why is nobody talking about this? It's a depopulation agenda. This new variant, they're going to be pushing fear on the American people again and censoring information about these deadly vaccines. And 82% of women are having miscarriages. It's killing babies. It's more, you know, the Democrats, they love dead babies. They love nothing more than Planned Parenthood and vaccines that kill little babies in the womb. And, you know, the church is going to have to make a decision at some point. They're going to either have to stand up or wait to be destroyed, because that is what is going to happen. You know, I've been desperately calling on the church to step up, especially on issues like abortion, like gay marriage, like, this Equality Act. And everybody is afraid. I don't understand why everybody is so afraid. If you knew it was coming, what kind of times we're in, you'd do everything you could to fight for your people. You know, it's coming. It's always been about, you know, we knew Christian persecution was coming. You've talked about this for years, the goal of the globalist agenda, but it's here now. And we allowed it to get this far. And we have to start, instead of just playing on defense, we have got to start taking back territory. We have to be bold voices for righteousness. We have to be bold voices for Jesus Christ and everything he stands for. The literal instructions on how to defeat this is right in his word, and they are trying to illegalize his word.
Isn't that amazing that 2,000 years ago we were specifically warned about all this? And here's the new big study, naturalnews.com. It's also on Infowars.com. Population, depopulation alert. Shocking new study reveals COVID vaccine terminates 4 out of 5 pregnancies. I know medical doctors that say all the women that were pregnant that took it, the babies died via spontaneous abortions. That's what top scientists last year warned the vaccines would do. A shocking new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine reveals that pregnant women are given COVID vaccinations during their first or second trimesters. They suffer an 82% spontaneous abortion rate, killing 4 out of 5 unborn babies. They don't just want to rape them. They want to kill them. Incredible information, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Satan, he knows that the easiest way to destroy something is when it's in seed form. That's why they try to murder babies in the womb. After, if they're lucky enough to survive,
they got a fighting chance.
Yes. But after that, then they try to indoctrinate these children by smearing their identities. We don't really know if you're a boy or a girl. Hey, you're a boy that identifies as a girl. Let's encourage that to the point where they want to commit suicide. I mean, 40% of them end up committing suicide, attempting suicide, ruining their lives, spending the rest of their lives depressed because
they're remember, the groups that want us to abort our babies. And all of us, the ones saying, take this shot, we want to save you. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you. He's the one coming out saying, please take this shot, I love you. But this new journal, this new New England Medical Journal, this is prestigious. It's what I've already been told by medical doctors. They're too scared to come on. This is crimes against humanity. And notice they're now trying to give it to newborn babies. And they have liberals, CNN celebrates them, lining up to volunteer their children for medical experimentation. What a cult of sick freaks.
Yeah, and they're having children. You know, there's no reason for little children to be taking these vaccines, healthy children. It's not even just that. Pregnant moms who are around other people who have been vaccinated due to the protein shedding, they're losing their babies too. So you may not even be vaccinated.
Yeah, this is a Holocaust. Lauren Witzke, I'd like to invite you sometime. We'd love to fly you down to Texas on our dime so you can be in studio with us in the HD. Please tell my producer when you want to come down for 2 days in the next month, if you can do it, to make the rounds here. We want to support you. Lauren Witzke, D-E, on Gab. Witzke is W-I-T-Z-K-E-D-E. God bless you. How do people find you? How do they support you?
Yeah, Alex, thank you so much for having me on. You can follow me at Lauren Witzke, D-E, on Gab. I've been banned from Twitter for calling out the pedos. But if you want to join my fight in fighting against the Equality Act, electing America First conservatives who are going to say no, Christian America First conservatives who are going to say no to these establishment hacks like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, and actually fight for Christianity, please support my fight at HoldTheLinePack.com. Again, Alex, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate your audience. I love you guys. Keep praying.
Hey, I feel good knowing you're there. That URL one more time.
I'm sorry?
The URL for folks to support what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. HoldTheLinePack.com. Just, that's where I'm fighting the good fight. I'm raising money to elect America.
Absolutely. The enemy's trying to shut you down. We got to support you. Lauren, talk to you again soon. Come see us if you want. Okay. Boom. I'm going to hit this giant New England Medical Journal thing that she was just bringing up that I had right here in the stack. That is next hour. And I also intend to hit all this other news and hopefully have time to open the phones up. We're going to go to break. Come right back. Speaking of support, we're a mothership that has all these great activists on that are the salt of the earth that we ask you to support. But if the mothership isn't here, we're in trouble. And they're working around the clock to take us down. We're not going to give it attention. We're not going to whine. We're in God's hands. But God put us, InfoWars, in your hands. God works through you. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. You have a be a sponsor, donate button right there at the top, $5, $10, $20. You can sign up for a recurring or just one-time gift. That's pure money that helps us fund the operation or buy the products. X2, the deep earth crystal iodine, and X3, tri-iodine, has deep crystal and two other types. Again, it's apples and oranges, which one's the best? Depends on you and your body. They're both 50 and 60% off, respectively, with free shipping and double paper points. And by the way, we're selling out of X3. As I'm selling it so low, almost a loss leader. We make like $3 a bottle or something at this price with free shipping. That's okay. Because I want you to see how great it is, and you're going to buy it at the regular price to keep us on air. But it's selling out quick. InfoWarsStore.com. A bunch of other stuff's on sale as well, so take advantage of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.